Let's just look at something like, you know, solving problems with, you know, making airlines safer. Yeah, I'm a million-mile flyer. I do lots and lots of flying. And, you know, like if I was at the FFA, what would I be doing a lot of direct observation of? It would be their airplane tails. You know, 5 fatal wrecks in the last 20 years. Tail either came off or steering stuff inside the tail broke in some way. It's tails, pure and simple. And when the pilots walk around the plane, guess what? They can't see that stuff inside the tail. You know, now as I think about that, I'm pulling up all of that, you know, specific information. It's specific. See, my thinking's bottom up. I take all the little pieces and I put the pieces together like a puzzle. Now here's a horse that was deathly afraid of black cowboy hats. He'd been abused by somebody with a black cowboy hat. White cowboy hats, that was absolutely fine. Now the thing is, the world is gonna need all of the different kinds of minds to work together. We've got to work on developing all these different kinds of minds. And one of the things that's driving me really crazy as I travel around and I do autism meetings is I'm seeing a lot of smart, geeky, nerdy kids, and they just aren't very social, and nobody's working on developing their interest in something like science. And this brings up the whole thing of my science teacher. My science teacher is shown absolutely beautifully in the movie. I was a goofball student when I was in high school. I just didn't care at all about studying until I had Mr. Carlock's science class. He was now Dr. Carlock in the movie. And he got me challenged to figure out an optical illusion room. This brings up the whole thing of you got to show kids interesting stuff. You know, one of the things that I think maybe TED ought to do is tell all the schools about all the great lectures that are on TED. And there's all kinds of great stuff on the internet to get these kids turned on. Because I'm seeing a lot of these geeky, nerdy kids, and the teachers out in the Midwest and other parts of the country, when you get away from these tech areas, they don't know what to do with these kids. And they're not going down the right path. The thing is, you can make a mind to be more of a thinking and cognitive mind, or a mind can be wired to be more social. And what some of the research now has shown in autism is there may be extra wiring back here in the really brilliant mind, and we lose a few social circuits here. It's kind of a trade-off between thinking and social. And then you can get into the point where it's so severe, you're going to have a person that's going to be nonverbal. In the normal human mind, language covers up the visual thinking we share with animals. This is the work of Dr. Bruce Miller, and he studied Alzheimer's patients that had frontal temporal lobe dementia. And the dementia ate out the language parts of the brain, and then this artwork came out of somebody that used to install stereos in cars.